Grant Wood is best known for painting American Gothic, the iconic image of a woman and a man with a pitchfork standing outside a house. But right before that painting was debuted in 1930, Wood designed an arch-shaped window that's about two stories high. It was installed in the lobby of the Veterans Memorial Building on Mays Island in Cedar Rapids in 1929. Mike Jager is the director of the commission in charge of the building. He's standing right below the window, which is now fully restored.
The first row are life-size, six-foot-high figures of veterans of the six wars that had been fought up to that point. Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, Mexican-American War, American Civil War, Spanish-American War, and World War I.
Above the enlisted soldiers is a gigantic angel of peace with outstretched arms. She holds an olive branch of peace in one hand and a laurel wreath of victory in the other. A few months ago, the window was in about 9,000 pieces at the Glass Heritage Shop in Davenport. It needed to be restored because of its age and the effects of the flood of 2008. Pat Rogers is part owner of the shop. She's standing next to a wash table where individual pieces are being cleaned.
This is one of the soldiers. You can see his head and his cap and his chest. So this panel is one of the lower panels, and it's the upper torso and head of one of the soldiers.
After the pieces are cleaned, they're dried and eventually hammered back into place. Rogers says it's a meticulous process because many pieces are curvy and some are as small as 1 inch. The total cost of the restoration project, which includes a protective frame, is just more than $300,000. John Watts is also part owner at Glass Heritage. He says it's an honor to work on the window.
I'm a Vietnam vet. It took me years of therapy just to get to say that. You know, it's just kind of going from being spit on when I got home into being able to work on a project that really honors veterans is really therapeutic for me.
Many Vietnam vets, including Watts, were not welcomed home after their tour of duty. And the original construction of the window in the 1920s also drew criticism, but for a different reason. It was going to be built in St. Louis, but it had to be manufactured in Germany because craftsmen there were more skilled with stained glass. The Cedar Rapids chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution didn't like that the window was being built in a country that had recently been an enemy of the United States. Some art experts say that criticism is misplaced because Grant Wood was himself a World War I veteran. Sean Ulmer is the curator at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art.
He really wanted to be a very good artist, a great artist. And so he wasn't going to do all of this work and invest all of this time to have it, you know, be made in a less than acceptable form.
Ulmer is standing next to the museum's newest exhibit, drawings that are the actual dimensions of the window. They were found above the boiler in the Veterans Memorial Building in 1973, but this is the first time they've been shown to the public. Ulmer says the drawings offer an insight into how Grant Wood worked as an artist. Commission Director Mike Jager says the rededication ceremony this weekend is meant to be a tribute to veterans of all wars, not just the ones who achieved American independence.
That's exactly what this thing is meant to convey here. Welcome home. It's time to come home. And this is your hometown, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The ceremony begins on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.